This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'm walking up to the guy, and he's like, wait, he's like leaning against
the
his car.
Big guy or the
this? Yes, big guy, yes. Big
okay.
Fella, yes, big
oh.
Legs,
yes, yes.
You know how some guys are like,
all
legs?
Legs?
Yes.
Yes. The legs guy. Oh, you're walking right up to him? Wow.
The rest
that's
actually
I wouldn't
pretty,
do that.
Pretty small, like, or like normal size, but like really big, like leg
normal,
chunks.
Normal almost. Size?
Huh?
Normal size? We don't say that, Hayes.
I'm sorry.
We don't say that.
Right.
We say medium size.
Okay.
We say big legs. Or we just don't mention it.
Or we just don't talk about it at all. No, you're right. You're right.
But you're walking up to him?
Yeah. And so I walk up and I'm like, you know, I'm undercover. So I'm like snapping my fingers. And
shuffling your feet.
Yeah. And I'm like sort of sashaying up in like a cool, very like cool, casual way. And I'm like, hey, I heard that you have some of the sparkly stuff, you know, fireworks. And the guy is like, who are you? Who told you that? Like, what is, like, what's your deal?
Who sent you? Why
yeah.
are you, yeah,
didn't
why
say
are you
that,
dressed
but really
like
just
this?
Like, who yeah. are you? Yeah, definitely. Why are you dressed like this?
Like, why do you have a suit of armor on? Like, why mm-hmm. are you, you know, like, why are you some sort of cowboy knight where you have like a cowboy hat and a big belt buckle over your suit of armor? I've had this same conversation yeah. with this big leg guy.
Oh, you talked to him too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I wasn't undercover. I was legitimately trying to get some of the sparkly stuff.
Oh.
I'm running a PSYOP operation.
Where you set off fireworks to... What's the point of your PSYOP operation?
It's twofold. It is sleep deprivation, and it is so that the neighbors will not call the police when I am practicing the drums later.
Oh, okay. For me, in my case, I don't know if this... I mean, I guess it was the same guy. The guy at the door, at the front of the store, who is like, he has some money, but you also give him some money.
At the store?
At the front of the store.
Not the guy on the Slim Jim package.
No, not him. I tried to buy from him. Nothing. Can you hear me? Hello?
My Zoom's messing up.
Oh, sorry. Should I just introduce Harvey? Sean, should I introduce Harvey?
Is this any better?
Sean? Sean? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Should I introduce Harvey? Sean? Harvey, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, don't, no, don't respond. Don't, like, go into a whole thing. I just want to know if you are there, so if I do need to introduce you, then I can just, like, go ahead and do it. But right now, don't say anything. And now Sean is gone. Okay, so Kevin?
Hi.
I am going to introduce Harvey.
Okay.
But when Sean comes back, I need you to say that it was, that you made me do it. It was your idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he going to get mad at me, though?
No.
You promise?
Yes, I promise. Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line by callers of this industry we call showbiz. I'm so excited to introduce Harvey. Hello, Harvey.
Hello.
Sean, I'm really sorry. Hayes, I had to have him introduce Harvey. It was like super important that we had to do it.
But we had agreed. I mean,
Kevin actually did make
agreed.
Me do it.
But we had agreed beforehand, right, that I was going to introduce Harvey.
Yeah, and so what actually happened was Kevin did make me do it, And he said that he was going to like make me choke on his billfold, which I've seen it. Like, Sean, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. And like, you know, I've seen it, and like, I really don't think I could like handle that.
I said it's I was big. Gonna make you choke on my Ben folds, not Bill folds.
But that's what you call your billfold because it has so many Benjamins.
So many fives.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but Sean, if you want to introduce Harvey now, you can.
Well, it takes a little bit of the shine off it, but so, you know, I had this whole intro planned. I guess I'll still do it. Oh, ladles and jelly spoons, introducing the one, the only, the magnificent Mr. Cool Badass. And don't worry if he is also one of your favorite actors, because he's mine too, so not embarrassing to admit. And don't get in the way of a big punch from him. He's gonna knock you into next week, and when you wake up, you'll still be a fan because of all the cool stuff that he does. Ladles and jelly spoons, and let's not forget, his name rhymes with Tarvey, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Harvey.
And Harvey, you can
you can thank me.
That wasn't my full name.
Huh? Harvey Guillen.
Harvey Guillen, yeah.
Harvey Guillen. You say your entire like first, middle, and last name?
No, not middle, just my full Harvey Guillen. Like,
okay, your full name is
you want to hit us with your
social?
Well,
not my full name, but like if you were going to introduce someone.
We'll say it. We will say it.
I'll put your social. I'll put your social security number in here.
Please don't do that. That's not necessary.
Harvey.
You're probably incorporated. I'll put your tax ID number, employer identification number.
So you want us to say Harvey Guillen every time we refer to you.
It's fine. No, I was just, that was like a little bit of a, you know, ride, and then it was anticlimactic. It was just like it's fine.
Okay. Just the fact that you said something makes me think that.
No,
it wasn't fine.
When somebody plans and then nails the hell out of a big intro for me, a lot of times what I do is I hit him with the thank you.
And it's okay to like criticize part of it, but also to even like mention at all the other nice stuff that he said about you punching your fans, and yet they actually still wake up and they are still fans of yours.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. It's just different.
What culture specifically? Sorry? What culture?
Which culture?
My culture.
What is your culture?
What's my culture?
Wow. What's my culture?
Is that bad?
Do we not do that?
No, I just thought you were, you know, I'm your guest.
Okay.
That we would have like done
some research
about that?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Well, Harvey, I actually did do some, and Harvey Guillen is American. And talk about being,
from the great state of America, and
yes,
how that's impacted us.
Talk about American music. Tell me about this. Growing up with this,
I grew up with music just like you did.
From America, baby to all the way to grown.
Talk about American food.
Okay.
It says on your Wikipedia that your nationality is American. So interesting. And let's just dive right into this.
Yeah, it's a melting pot, you know? What is
that? And what kind of food goes in? What do you eat out of
that? What is in the melting pot? Pringles chips?
No, I think I grew up around different kinds of foods. Yeah. Mm. Tacos, Thai food. Salvadorian, like different types. That's what makes America so great. It's the
Harvey, what you sipping on?
Nothing at the moment. I was sipping on some water.
Just for future reference, you know, like if we do ask what you sipping on in the future, it doesn't necessarily mean like that you have to have a straw in your mouth when that question is being asked. It can mean that like you just have a drink that you are sort of gradually getting through over the course of the show. Like that.
And we'll be asking again. And when we ask next time, we don't need you to have a mouthful of water and it spills out when you answer because you're in the act of sipping. You just can be sipping on it today while we do the show, and you could just tell us, hey, this is water, and sell the water a little bit, because people need to hydrate.
Okay.
Len, speaking of acting, what we do in the shadows.
Yes. Is that a cat?
One of my cats, I think he found a bug or something, and he's going crazy trying to catch this bug, and it's...
It sounds like they're in pain.
But this is actually a really good, in a way we can sort of learn from the cat, because the cat is really like sharing and like really being enthusiastic about like high energy and like giving to the show. You know what I mean? And so I think there is like maybe something that we can learn from it. Like when like the what you sipping on question, I think is a great example.
Perfect example. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, where like Sean, like, do you want to play? Should I play it out with Sean really fast?
Sure.
Sean, what you sipping on?
Oh, thank you for asking me that. Hey, man, you know me. I'm sipping on some ice cold, refreshing, soaking wet Wawa. And let me give you a quick little gargle. Ooh, that's nice. Some dripped onto myself. Let me just go ahead and mop it up with my shirt. And oops, now my shirt's off. And I guess, how'd that happen? And now I am really starting to shake it and move it without a shirt on during the show. And you see how, Harvey, that now paints an image for the listener that makes them go, oh, this is quite a podcast. Click subscribe.
Yeah. That's an image I won't forget.
And now Sean is not on cam for this episode.
Well, none of us are on cam. This is a, right?
No, cold. We are actually. So that thing, like, I can see you, Harvey. Can you, you can't see me?
I can see you. I wasn't told.
Okay, so that's cam. That's on cam.
Okay. I thought we were on camera.
No. I mean, yes, we are.
I know, but I was told that we were going to do... That was a podcast without visual. It was just audio.
No, but just I'm just saying like how we can see each other. Obviously, it would take a camera to do that, so we are on camera.
Yeah, this explains maybe if, because you thought that we couldn't see you, why you were so visibly hating everything that was happening on the show. And I would just say, like, be the cat who found a bug of podcast guests.
Mm.
Like, that is sort of a lesson to take with you for other shows. Ours will be fine.
Thank you.
Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
What we do in the shadows.
Yes.
What do we think about this? Like, how are we feeling about it?
I think we had a great season.
Okay.
You know, and I'm excited for season 3.
Great attitude. Yeah. Really positive attitude.
Thank you.
That, I mean, like, what a great place to, like, start from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To like just to start like to go in with that kind of attitude.
I want that, man, to have that perspective where I'm just like, you know what? We had a great season. Like just to come at it
is
so cool.
To be like, I actually think it was great.
Yeah.
Like that, like we can do something with that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because like
we're building from something.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go like, you know, you have this house that like stinks. It like smells really bad.
It's fucked up. The house is missing pieces. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's falling down. Yeah.
Big piece gone. The floor is somehow, there's no floor. It smells like shit.
The stench of the house and the fact that when you go to step into the house, you get hurt because you fall through the floor, and the way it looks, which is it looks like shit.
If we're approaching that house and we're saying like, I don't like this house at all, then
I don't want to do this house.
Let's just detonate it. Let's just like blow
let's
it up.
Let's go to a different house and just ignore it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which we might have to do anyway.
We may have to, but we don't want to start there. Because we haven't even tried.
But if we say, like, I actually think this is a good, that we had a very good house.
Yeah.
In that case, okay, now we can, like, get in there and do something with this and wash some of the whatever is making it smell so bad. I don't even know what it is yet.
This house had a great season, I would say.
Yeah.
I go, hey, this house had a great season.
Is someone there, Harvey? Is someone in the room? Are you talking? It sounded like you were like mouthing someone to someone, like standing right off screen. Is someone like watching you?
No one's watching.
Okay.
You're checking in with them as you answer. When you say no one's watching me, you're making eye contact with someone and you're kind of telling them like, hey, I'm saying what you told me to say. No one's watching me.
No, that sounds like a Lifetime movie with a hostage. That's not what's happening.
Now that could be, okay. So that's interesting to me. The what you just said like makes me think like that you are aware of like other shows and like stuff that has been on
Lifetime
TV
movies,
before,
stuff like right? that, stuff that has worked, you know?
I watch TV.
Okay, wow, that's great. That's huge.
Okay,
that's
this awesome. Is what we were looking for from the American music question is like just really digging in and acknowledging yes. like, hey, man, this is my experience.
Because watching the show, I am sometimes like, this is like interesting. I don't think the people involved have ever seen a TV show before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But now I'm learning that we have seen this.
Great.
Right?
Which means some of this stuff is a choice. So like the missing Huge. Part of the house where there's like no door, there's just like a big rusty chain hanging down where like the sink is supposed to be. You go, well, they made a choice. So there was some thought put into this, and that makes it even easier to kind of adapt.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way we can help today? Where do we start? I mean, I know, yeah. What's the best way?
Help today?
Help fix the house. The house is the show, Harvey.
The house is fine. The house doesn't need any fixing.
No, it's not. No, sorry. It's not a real house.
Yeah.
It's right. We're talking
You were talking about metaphor, and it's like, yes. And it stinked and it smelled like shit.
Smell like shit. Saying? Yeah. Yes.
And that somehow you fell through the floors and now you're covered with shit.
Stinky, make you throw up.
While being shirtless. And
That was from drinking water. That was from drinking water, and I sold the water, and people at home are getting probably going refill their bottle now.
I want water right now.
We all
see. Yeah, that's good.
That's nice, man.
Cool.
This is cool.
This is cool.
So the show, obviously, the show was a movie. Great. Everyone's loving it. People are watching it. So cool. Then it's a show. People go, oh, even more people are seeing it. They're going, oh, okay, this is what we're doing now. The logical next step, I think, let's make it a movie again.
Back to movie.
Let's make it a movie again.
Movies are back. The show is a movie again.
Right.
Full circle.
Yeah, it's not a circle so much as like you start walking out. Like if you take a couple steps out onto like a bridge and you go like, this isn't safe. And then you just walk back to land and you go like, I just shouldn't even have tried.
Mm-hmm.
Back to movie. It's in the theater. Everyone's having dinner.
Right.
Like, let's make this like a real experience and let's make it a movie again.
Grilled chicken sandwich. Okay. On a big ciabatta. Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about the show. What do you say when people are like, what's your latest project, Harvey Guillen? And his middle name as well. What do you say? Like, how do you describe it?
Well, currently I'm working on another project. So we're talking about Shadows. What we do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Okay. This could be good though. No, pitch me the other one.
What's the other project?
I don't have to pitch it. It's already.
This might be better.
Just saying, Harvey, you might want to pitch it. I don't know.
No, I'm not. The show's being made. It doesn't need to be pitched. It's
right.
But you should sell me on it. I mean.
Right.
Well, okay.
You never know. I'm just saying you're in LA.
Yeah. It's like we're pitching to, you know, NBC or something like the Peacock or something.
Just you never know. Right. That's all I'm saying. So like. Yeah. Do you just whoever you're talking to?
I'm not. It's not my show to pitch. I can't pitch it because I'm a cast member on.
Sorry,
it.
I thought you were doing it. I thought you said you were doing it.
I am doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's already been pitched and picked up, and we're in full production. So it's not like pitching and then getting a call that it's not going forward.
And what is that? What show is that?
I can't talk about it.
Sounds like, I mean, it sounds good.
This is intriguing to me, and we may want to do a little bit of this with
that's
shadows where we make
exactly
it,
what
we
I'm
don't
thinking.
Talk
do we
about
just
it.
Do we just do this,
but it, no,
where it's literally in the shadows, like we don't talk about it, we don't even know it's there,
but you do know it's there. The show's on its second season.
The show you're working on now is in its second season. You can't even talk about it. Who are you talking to, Harvey? I just saw you do a wrap it up signal. Who is there?
That's not true. I was like, I thought I saw a fly, and I was like,
and you're tracking.
You're asking the fly to wrap it up.
No.
So if you see, a fly like that, what you could do is be like, wow, 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 and start jumping around.
I can't tell if that's you or the cat.
And that lets us good. That lets us know we're like, hey, this guy's really into this bug.
I'll try that next time.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG. That's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They finally cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Harvey. It's vampires? Yes?
Yes. Yeah. See, there's fangs.
Yes. You have a poster. The poster is behind you. Seems like you did maybe think that there was at least potential to be on cam. Because the poster is
pointing
right there.
I do all my interviews here. This is where I also host the pre-show for Before the Shadows.
And that's on cam?
That's on cam. You can see all the episodes beforetheshadows.com.
Beforetheshadows.com, own dedicated URL.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it vampires?
It's just some behind the scenes BTS interviews.
Why is it vampire? No, sorry. Mm. Not Before the Shadows.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Why? Or though on that as well. Why on all of it? Like, why is it?
Scare the hell out of me.
Vampires. No one ever says why. No one ever says why.
Yeah.
I've seen the entire show.
Scares the hell out of me.
And I never heard anyone say, like, here's why we're doing this.
They don't say why.
Yeah, I don't think that it needs an explanation. Like, there's just
okay,
vampires.
Well, I am.
It does.
The actual audience. And I have seen every episode, like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am sort of an authority on whether it is a question, and it definitely is. And I'm asking it out loud the entire time.
Mm.
And as someone who's watched with Hayes, and I have been over to his place to enjoy the show, he's asking it really loud, and it's constant. And he is asking very quickly at a very high pitch. And until it gets answered, I don't think I'm going to be able to enjoy or understand the show at all.
Yeah, so what do people say? Yeah, go ahead. So what do people say about, like, you do, it just,
actually,
go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want me
no,
to?
No, go, you go yes, ahead. You,
no, sorry,
no,
you go ahead.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
On the before,
well, you want me to go
so
ahead.
What were you going to ask, Hayes?
I was going to say that. I'll wait for Harvey to go.
No, let's have Harvey answer and then tell him what you're going to ask.
I'm sorry. You go ahead.
That's fine. Well, I just had one. Yeah. No, I'll go.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
My
feeling.
Okay. I feel like I'm not going to finish the sentence.
You guys hear me?
Basically.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I ask.
Okay.
Like, if I ask what you sipping on, the answer really should be blood.
Okay, but I'm not a vampire in the show.
Oh. But
in
you,
real life.
But you do have powers.
Mm.
Okay.
Right?
If by powers you mean I'm a natural born vampire killer because of my lineage, then I guess so, yeah?
Yeah, that's powers.
So why would I be drinking blood if I'm a vampire killer?
So you can know what it tastes like. So you can, if you approach a vampire and you don't know if he's a vampire or not, and he's sipping something in a can that you can't actually see the color of it, and he says, I'm not a vampire, and you take a sip from the can, and it tastes like blood. And you say, so you actually were a vampire the whole time, killing you.
If you're on the weed patrol and you kick down the door and it's just a bunch of guys smoking cigarettes because you didn't know what it smelled like, you're going to get your ass busted back down off the weed patrol.
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that.
I know.
And so this is why it's like, it's questions. It's like asking questions. If we had asked at the beginning of this, why is it vampires? We probably would never have gotten into this at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be in this pickle that we're in now where we're kind of trying to hopefully make it back into a movie if we're lucky, and a very different movie at that.
It's in Staten Island?
Hmm?
It's in Staten Island?
Yes, the show takes place in Staten Island.
Is the king there?
What?
Is the king present for any of it? Are you his loyal subjects?
I see what you did there.
Didn't do anything.
No.
He said something funny.
Question.
He said something funny.
Mm-hmm. Dracula, nice guy. Cool.
Okay, now you're saying complete sentences. to someone standing.
Oh, clearly, I was
just behind
sure.
and to the side of the. So I don't know what's going. Well, no, you're also in LA. You're in the same place as I am. You are not supposed to have your team. I know you're not talking to your team that's actually like in the room because you really are not supposed to be in that close proximity right now.
And no, and I should have said really even when I go to watch the show at Hayes's house, he has basically his house is divided in the middle with like a big plexiglass sort of wall, and I'll sit on the other side of the couch because he's doing a lot of like, as I said, he's asking the question very
loud. That's why I'm asking a question so loud.
Yeah, and he's doing a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, no, I was just checking. I thought I heard something, and I was looking over there.
Maybe it's that fly again.
No, I was just looking
over there. It wasn't. It definitely wasn't the fly. You thought you heard something, but it definitely wasn't the fly. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a big space here, so I could easily be, 6 feet apart from...
Okay, my man's got he's working with a big space over there. How many square feet are we talking?
It's just where it's fine. But I think that... I thought I heard something.
What did it sound like? Sean actually is really good at knowing what something is based on the sound. So what did it sound like?
Hit me with the sound, brother.
Maybe it
Harv, it was like, lay the sound on me, man.
Okay, it was something like
Okay. Jeez. This is a tough one. I do have it. Hang on, let me go back into the little library of sounds I have.
All right.
In my mind, kind of
like a fly to me. At least not so much, so different that I would know for sure that it wasn't a fly, especially when I had just seen one, supposedly.
Harv, yeah. It's a fly, pal.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I thought about it, and I have landed on it being a fly.
I think it is. I think you're right. I should probably go kill it.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go
talk to it. Kill the fly. I should probably go make sure to see if it.
If you want to talk to it, that's fine. We could do that on the podcast. What do you want to say to the fly?
That would be great. If you just have to go talk to it, that would be good. Just content to do right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is Harvey talking to the fly. Take what?
Well, not gonna. Okay.
This is take two. Go ahead and keep it. Just keep rolling, and we're gonna go straight into take two.
Hey, fly.
Let's hit it with a take three because we kind of we sort of stumbled right out of the gate there, and this is take three. This is Harvey Guillen. He's talking to the fly.
Hey, fly. When is this gonna end?
What? The fly just like flying around?
Yeah, just flying.
He doesn't know.
When is this gonna end?
Well, you know what the guy said when he discovered Staten Island.
He's no.
on the guy. What he said?
What did he say?
He said, "Is Staten Island?" He did say that.
Admit it.
He did.
Why this? And he admitted it. And we actually did say that before they said it on that other show.
Yeah.
Why? Staten Island.
It's really, I'm just going to run really quickly and smash it. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Just really quickly. I'm just going to go.
Okay.
What the fuck? Just take me. Am I supposed to see the whole time?
He's really talking to the plug.
They pull the plug. I don't want to. What is this shit? Okay. Literally, just hurry up. I think I got it.
Why would you? Yeah, I mean, you did say you were going to talk to it, but why would you say that ask a fly to pull the plug? Pull the plug on what?
I'm getting a phone call now from the hospital.
Okay.
I feel like I should take it.
Okay.
See, there's if we have to go, that's okay. If it's an emergency.
Hello? Hello, hospital.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know that he's there. They pulled the plug on him. He's dead? So, guys, that was the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
So, basically, it's a little complicated, but I was involved in drug cartel a long time ago, and one of my great enemies, who was also sort of my boss, and ultimately I took revenge on by poisoning him with an undetectable poison known as ricin, and it put him into a coma of sorts, and he was in the hospital and plugged in and being kept alive with a series of machines. I, of course, was also at the same time changing and becoming my evil persona known as Heibliberg. I wear a pork pie hat and I have a really long mustache, and I am Heibliberg. And so anyway, I just told the hospital, like, hey, if anything changes with this guy's condition, call me. And apparently someone just came in dressed as a candy striper, and it was the Joker, and they did pull the plug on him. And I cannot help but connect this, Harvey, to you saying that someone should pull the plug. And I think it was you trying to get out of the podcast by killing my sort of enemy nemesis who I was keeping alive. I just don't totally remember everything that happened, but it is an emergency for me.
Then we should, if you have to go, we should end this now.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
Well, we should probably end it just because it's an emergency and I hate to.
What does he have to go do? I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, I say emergency. Like,
I think it's more feels emotional. Like an emergency. I think it sounds like an emotional thing. Maybe Sean needs some time.
It is. Way. Well, and please call me Heibliberg. And yeah, it is emotional in some ways, but in other ways, it's like, whatever.
Harvey, was there any thought to like the Staten Island thing? Was there ever any thought to setting the show in like Lena Dunham's New York?
Absolutely not.
You, okay. Didn't even think about doing that. It never even came up. This could have been like, I don't know, just like, like Times Square even.
Times Square, yeah.
Iconic right? Places.
Now that it's cleaned up. Somewhere that we recognize. Or maybe instead of vampires, the story could have been about drug dealers like me, Heibliberg, and all the like different like crazy stuff we do with each other, keeping each other on machines and ringing a little bell on a chair and
feel free to pitch, Harvey.
Pitch that. No, that's I.
No, I mean like feel free to like contribute idea. You know, we're like talking about all this stuff. Feel free to like.
I'm just gonna keep the ideas up here, and then
you're just gonna hang out.
No, this is fun. But
I have here's an idea. Viva La Vampires. You know this guy?
Mm-mm.
He is skateboarding, yes, but also blowing up his parents in every episode. He basically blows them up with a bomb.
Off of that. Similar.
Okay.
Bad grandpires. So Viva La Vampires and Bad Grandpires, because now we've got, now this is synergy, right? Because we have two pretty impactful cultural phenomenons, Bad Grandpa and Viva La Bam, and they have a similar, I think, voice, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So Harvey, if Bad Grandpire is Viva La Bam's grandpa, and he's able to blow him up.
The advantage of this also, often in original Bam, the show, he is blowing up his parents mostly at night when they're asleep. Have to do night vision cam. For Viva La Vampires, we will be blowing up his parents during the day because they are asleep during the day.
Yes.
We can use a normal camera mode.
And it's easier to shoot.
I'll bring that up.
Night shoots, huh?
Lena Dunham's New York has inspired me to have another idea. Campires. Jennifer Garner is camping with a bunch of misfits. Lena and Jenny at the helm. We get some of these other clowns out of here. And we have camping pyres. And we gather around the campfire. And anything can happen, and we can keep, if there's somebody you like working with there, and or if you think you should stay on the show, we could keep some of you, but we want to make room too for some of these other crazy characters, Brett Gelman, etc.
Yeah, no, that's that sounds like a good, I mean, you know, sky's the limit. You know,
it does definitely, it does sound like a good idea. That's like just like a very obvious.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put, you know, pitch a 13 going on vamp.
Okay. Okay.
No, now we've got, someone who is actually being a real guest and contributing. That's so cool. So how would that work?
Joking. The idea is not perfect.
No, but we can get it there,
No, we don't have to get it anywhere.
So
what if it's like 13 going on the 30 million years old? Vampires are getting very old, living
Okay.
13 so going on 30 million years old vampires.
Birthday cake wish. Oh, I wish I was 30 million years old vampire. Boom. Now I am. I'm a powerful ad executive. I'm in sort of a loveless marriage. I am a 30 million year old vampire. I get in touch with one of my friends from when I was 13. We all do the Thriller dance. We all know the Thriller dance somehow and do it at a, in a big scene and a normal party. Keep going, Harvey. You could be really good.
Thriller dance is like vampire stuff. Yeah, keep this going. Like, help feed Sean.
Okay.
Somebody feed Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then there's a character named Sean, and he's really hungry, and he wants to drink all this blood, right? And then Sean wants to also be 300 million years old, and then Sean
needs to the more first blood. Idea. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, and then and everyone just fucking dies.
Wow.
A little bit. That's a little dark.
Yeah.
We are ultimately what we're doing with this show and with all our work, Hayes and I, is trying to like sort of inspire some hope in a nation that could really use that.
Just bring a little light into the world.
People
what do
really
people need
that?
Today? We start the show. What do people need? You know. Okay. Harvey, now that was very clearly you speaking to someone else in the room that was not directed at us. Who is there?
No.
No?
No.
Harvey.
Hmm. Yeah.
I am concerned.
Maybe there's a connection thing. Maybe there's like a glitch during the video.
There's definitely a connection thing.
I am. Yeah.
I came here to connect with a talented actor who I'm a fan of, who I planned a really good long intro for. Well, and I was going to help save his show by turning it back into a movie, casting myself in all of the roles, and getting rid of some of this vampire stuff that's really bumming everybody out.
Yeah.
And hopefully making it about going camping with your friends in Times Square.
I think we got it. I think I hear you, and I'm going to present those ideas, and I think...
You fibbing.
Let's cut through the bullshit. I mean, like, we want to talk to, we don't have to talk about just all this, like, Hollywood stuff.
Okay.
I want to talk to Harvey, Charlie, Hunnam, Guillen.
That is.
That is not your middle name?
No.
This Wikipedia page is fucked up. This thing
I think somebody.
Mess. Somebody's tricking us.
I think somebody, it actually looks like it could have been a mistake.
Yeah, don't believe everything you read.
Let's like get to the absolute, like the meat of this and like who you are and your story. What are you? Dinner. What do you have for dinner?
What do I have for dinner?
What do you have for dinner?
What are you have for dinner now?
What do you have for dinner?
Harvey?
Yeah. No, I, that's a good question. That's very, that's really getting to the core of, who I am.
Let's deal with it.
And, what do you have for dinner?
Pizza? I don't want to answer for you. Pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Could be good. No, I'm good. I just say it's such a great question. Such a great question that I can't think of the answer
because too good
it's
a so question.
Good. It's so good.
Too good a question.
It's
too
so
good,
good
a question.
It's so
too
good.
Open-ended.
It's Let's so back good. It up. It's so worth asking that question, you know? Not enough people ask.
No one else will ask
no
it.
No
Thank
one
you.
Else
I was about
will
to say
ask,
that exact
what are you
thing.
Having
you
for
me
fucking
say,
dinner?
If you
let him say it.
Yeah,
if yeah, you actually let him say speak.
It. It's his good
him
question.
Him who? Him me.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Harvey, my dad's meanest friend was named Harvey. You got anything to say for yourself?
Well, I'm trying to answer that first question there, Sean, about what you having for fucking dinner.
Okay, you said you couldn't think of anything, but...
Yeah, so I moved on because you were basically made it sound like you weren't going to answer it.
No, yeah, okay, let's move on.
Okay. I just want to just point out, if there were someone in the room who mm-hmm. you were asking to unplug... To pull the plug and unplug the computer, it wouldn't necessarily work.
No, it wouldn't. You're right. It wouldn't. It would have worked by now.
Okay, so it sounds like you did. Maybe you did have someone in the room unplug the computer.
No one's in the room that can do their job and actually pull a plug.
Okay, just in defense of that person a little bit.
No one's in the room.
Okay, but if that just like hypothetical and like. The show, we are like play acting, we are able to use our imagination.
Yeah,
the battery might just like take a really long time to like,
yeah, you know what I did end. Realize though that I accidentally placed my computer underneath this stack of boxes, so
I've been doing yes I've
yeah at any moment happening. now this table is really unsturdy and I should not be doing that, they're like wobbling.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I really love the questions you guys have. I just want to say that up front. And just really...
Not really up front. This is kind of like the...
This is like the end.
Well, I think we're having an earthquake.
Not the end, but like kind of the beginning of the middle.
I think we're having... Yeah. Can you guys feel that?
The middle's starting.
I think we're having an earthquake. Oh, my God.
Okay. The Your screen is shaking, but it's shaking in a very similar
way. Oh, my God.
It's
definitely an earthquake.
Okay.
Oh, this is bad.
Seems very localized, you know.
Oh,
because,
my God.
And we lost him. So that looked like he must have been having like a pretty big earthquake just right under him. And it was also... Maybe he was bracing himself against the edges of the computer, but what it looked like to me was that his arms were doing a lot of the moving, you know, in the exact same way that the screen was.
I was noticing, so he said, he was like, the table's very unsturdy, and then he was shaking the table, and then the screen was shaking it a certain way. And then that looked to me like it gave him an idea. I don't know what it was, but then the earthquake happened right after that.
But I saw him make his idea face.
Sucks because I love the show.
I know. I love the I love that stinky house, and I was so excited to build a beautiful McMansion there.
So, Kevin,
hey guys,
what do we do now?
I'm bummed because I was gonna pitch him while you were sleeping (parentheses) during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it is better that.
This is good then how this worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all his PR people left too.
Yeah, and they just wouldn't like stop.
Oh, he's back.
And they just wouldn't stop. No, they wouldn't stop. Like, how was I supposed to get out of it?
I can't see it, but
I can't.
It's just his
I can't supposed to get out of it. No, they just wouldn't stop talking.
His camera's back. Harvey? Harvey, are you okay?
Oh my God, you guys.
Harvey, we thought you'd like quit, that you'd like just pretend to have an earthquake and quit the show. But you really had one?
We did.
Do
and
you feel sick?
I feel sick to my stomach. I was informed that I didn't have an earthquake.
Someone told you you didn't have an earthquake? You were so sick you thought that you were having a real earthquake?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I stopped recording.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.